every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Fun Friday here on the show. Fun Friday. And we'll be joined for a fun conversation today by old Lance Storm. Nothing says fun like Lance Storm. You can't spell fun without Lance Storm. So he's going to be on the show today, and we'll talk about a lot of the news, and then probably we will get into a bunch of other stuff, including perhaps a live Q&A, which you can participate in on our YouTube channel, f4wonline.com/YouTube, or twitch.tv/f4wvideo. Both of those available, or you can send me your text messages at 425-780-7566. But we're going to flow with the go, as they say, because we got to see how things go in terms of news. We got SmackDown coming up tonight. A lot there. We have got Collision coming up on Saturday night. Sunday is Slammiversary, which we're going to talk to Lance about here on the show. And then all of the news, including Buff Bagwell's leg amputation, the all-in business notes from last weekend, the return to Wembley, Dynamite and NXT ratings, Jelly Roll has got some appearances coming up for WWE, and someone new is linked with Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff for their American, real American freestyle wrestling, which is set to debut in 6 weeks, August 30th. And I guess we'll have to find out how that show's doing, because last we checked, not well. So all of that and plenty more here today. Back in a moment with Ole and Storm, Wrestling Observer Live.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance, I heard you and Filthy killed it yesterday.
Yes, we jumped the gun and had fun on Thursday.
Dad, job's yours. This is it, everybody. I'm out of here. I've been waiting for the day. No. It will be good for you guys to be able to step in here and there, though, because you never know.
I can't imagine it's the last time Tom and I will do a show together.
Well, Thursdays during the school year is going to be tough, so we'll have to figure something out for... And you did an extra show this week, because I guess you got a lot going on next week, right?
Yeah, I do. I've got a pay-per-view on Sunday and live TV Thursday and a taping on Friday.
So they're doing... Why didn't they do the, like, Thursday, Friday, Sunday instead of Sunday and then the following? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's because you...
I guess you've got to, yeah, you can't...
You've got to start new, fresh TV after this live pay-per-view.
I guess so. It's just inconvenient timing.
It's travel-wise, for a guy that lives out west, very much so.
Clearly you need to just move.
That's not happening at this point, brother.
All right. Well, tonight we have SmackDown. We have got the contract signing between John Cena and Cody Rhodes, meaning they will be under one roof. That's how it was billed. That means they'll both be there. We have Fraxium against the Motor City Machine Guns, Andrade and Rey Fénix and DIY in a number one contenders match for the tag team titles. This SmackDown tag division, I'll get into that in a second. Charlotte Flair and Raquel, Stephanie and Alba, and Jacob Fatu will appear. So, it's funny because, you know, they always say that SmackDown has the best tag team division in the world. And if you're a big AEW fan, you know, you might argue that. But, I mean, it's a pretty freaking good tag team division, the SmackDown tag team division. And you've got all of these great teams, but... And this started, like, long before WrestleMania, because Tom and I were reviewing SmackDown for months at the beginning of this year. And it was like, okay, well, you know, they're doing all this stuff. All the tag teams are intermingling and mixing, and they're just all wrestling each other. Like, clearly we're going to have a multi-person match at WrestleMania. And then, like, you know, it'll kind of settle down into, like, normal booking. Well, now it's July 18th. And we've literally been seeing the same thing now for 7 months or more. It's just we have all of these tag teams, and there's no real story to it other than we just wrestle each other every week. And, like, that's fine and all, but I would prefer if, like, we had to set a tag team, I don't know. It's just, the point is, the way they're booking this doesn't excite me at all, and I like all of the tag teams. It's just like, wow, we got another four-way with four of the tag teams. I feel like I've seen that 16 times in the last 7 months.
Yep, they've got a half a dozen great tag teams, and a bunch of them will wrestle each other every week.
So that's cool, I guess. But I've been there, done that multiple times. So then we have Collision on Saturday, and it was taped last night. No spoilers, but we got Shibata versus Rush, which sounds awesome.
Sounds dangerous.
We have Dustin Rhodes doing a promo, so MJF, I would presume, gets involved. I actually haven't even seen the spoilers, so I guarantee there are no spoilers in this lineup here. Megan Bain versus Ty Mello, with everybody banned from ringside. Alex Windsor and Taya Valkyrie. Ricochet and AR Fox. Kevin Knight, Mike Bailey, Bandito, and Mascara Dorada versus Trent Beretta, Rocky Romero, Hechicero, and Josh Alexander. So that is Saturday. Collision Saturday this week. And then we have got Slammiversary, and that's Sunday, and we have some additions. I guess yesterday you guys went back and forth about whether AJ Styles would be there or not. Is that right?
Well, I don't think we went back and forth.
You just presumed
it? We discussed it.
Okay, well, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
Okay. So AJ Styles will be there, although we don't know what he's going to do. There was a video package on television, and I presume it'll just be an appearance. I mean, I can't imagine you would have an unadvertised wrestling match with AJ Styles.
Well, we tend to do a Hall of Fame induction at Slammiversary, so that's my guess with no inside knowledge at all.
I think that that's very likely. I also would not be surprised at all if AJ was responsible for Trick getting beaten in some way, because, I mean, there is a relationship between AEW or between TNA and WWE, and, you know, WWE people have won TNA belts, and at some point the belts need to go back, and TNA people have beaten WWE people, but it's usually lower card people, and it is time for Trick to lose that title, probably to Mike Santana. I think Santana should pin Trick, and I can just see the mindset of, well, we'll let Mike Santana win the title from Trick, but AJ might cost that guy that belt some way or another.
Yeah,
so it's still a WWE guy, you know?
I don't see that. I actually saw a clip where AJ was talking with Chris Van Vliet, and he mentioned that he would be open to a return match in TNA. And again, no booking knowledge whatsoever. I could see him, and I think it's a great story. Should Leon Slater win the X title, have AJ present him with it and do an angle for a Moose versus AJ Styles match, which I think would be, to pardon the pun, phenomenal.
So we've got Trick, Joe, and Santana, triple threat for the TNA title. Masha Slamovich versus JC Jane for both belts. The winner will leave with both belts, the Knockouts title and the NXT Women's title. I would presume that will be JC Jane after the angle on NXT. We have got Nick and Ryan Nemeth against the Hardys, Trey Miguel and Zach Wentz, and AJ Francis and Casey Navarro in a ladder match. That should be wild. Champion Moose versus Leon is noted. Tessa Blanchard versus Indy Hartwell. Mustafa, I'm actually fascinated by that match because Tessa is like a fantastic worker. Indy was the very opposite of that in NXT. But like every time I've seen her in TNA, it's been like not bad at all. So
she's been doing great.
I actually think that match is going to be pretty good. Maybe the best match Indy's ever had. Ali versus Cedric Alexander. Matt Cardona, Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, and JDC versus Dark State. I guess that's built off that TNA deal on Tuesday. And then for the pre-show, we have Ash and Heather by Elegance versus Cassie Lee and Jessica McKay, the former Iconics. Yeah. And Steve Macklin, Jake Something, and Mance Warner versus Real One, who is the former Enzo Amore, Zilla Fatu, and Josh Bishop. These are some matches.
Yep, some guys from Fourth Rope, I guess, and it's going to be a heck of a show.
Wow. So that is that. After a five-year battle to save his right leg, Buff Bagwell has undergone an amputation. Hopefully it will improve his quality of life. He had a car accident in 2020 and spent like 5 years trying to save his leg. And eventually they told him that, well, you have two options. Amputate it, or you can undergo three more surgeries over the next year, countless hours of physical therapy, and it'll still only have a 20% chance of being saved. So he was like, let's get rid of it. And he would have had a steel rod in his leg for the rest of his life. So he had it amputated. He is going to get a prosthetic. And, you know, he's actually very positive about it. He wants to get a prosthetic. He wants to, you know, learn to walk with the prosthetic. And he wants to get back into the ring. And he wants to do another match to prove that you can still have a great life without a leg. And so he says he's sober. He says, I would prefer to be sober with one leg than be the Buff Bagwell from WCW making money in the funk that I was in. So we can talk Lance's thoughts on Buff after the break. Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I like to hear that Buff is cleaned up. Hopefully that's the case. I do remember he was on the show once, and it was an all-timer. He was not in a good state of mind, and people have been talking about that show for years. So hopefully he's all cleaned up, and hopefully he does get back in the ring someday and have a match.
Although that's one thing, and again, I wish Buff all the best, but having the, I want to get back into the ring to prove, you know, that life can go on and so forth. It's like, stay sober, stay positive, and live a happy life as a good person with your prosthetic. Like, I don't know, and I don't like with the, I want to get back in the ring so that I can prove this. It's like, if you want to get back in the ring, by all means, go ahead. But being an example and a positive motivator for people just requires you to stay sober, stay positive, and live a good life post-amputation. Like, that's a success. I think us in the wrestling business always try to equate success in the wrestling business as being this giant milestone and proving of worth. And it's like, I think we can have great worth outside of the wrestling business. So stay positive, stay sober, and all the best. And I hope he lives a good, long, happy life, match or no match.
When I was a kid in the 80s and 90s, it was always like, if you were a success in wrestling, you didn't have a real job. Like, a real success in wrestling, you made your living in wrestling. You didn't need a real job. And then as I've gotten older, it's like, I have the most respect for people that got out and just got a real job. That's the big success.
Well, if you remember, when I was in Seattle, we did a Q&A after you wrestled that jobber in the mask. And someone asked me about success and how I define success. And it's like, it's different for everyone. If you have a real job and wrestle once a month on the indies and you're happy, then you're a success. If you are the biggest star in the history of the business and you're happy, then you're a success. Define your own success with happiness in life. And don't worry necessarily about what others think and the fame that goes with a certain job.
So All In was last week. Dave had some business notes in the Observer. It appears the show did approximately 175,000 buys, which I think is exactly what I predicted. Thank you very much. And that would put it fourth all time between the 2021 All Out, which did 205, 2023 All In, which did 200, and the 2024 Revolution, which did 180. Tony Khan said it was the best performing pay-per-view they'd done on Amazon Prime. Merchandise, 1.2 million, 725,000 for All In, the rest from StarCast. Largest ever for a non-WWE show in either U.S. or Canada. Even accounting for inflation. That's a new thing now where everybody is like, we must account for inflation. I guess it's the way to try to, you know, say, gotcha. But I think if you actually are, like, really into this inflation thing and gotcha, then all of your companies and stars absolutely suck. Jim Londos just smashed everybody six ways from Sunday. So that puts the end of that tribalism. And then we've got The Gate, 3 million. Didn't have anything on attendance specifically outside the 28 to 29 that Tony Khan said at the press conference. For the record, WrestleTix lists the attendance of All In as 26,153, which is very good, actually. I think last year I did predict it would hit like 40,000, because it was like, you know, this is their WrestleMania, big stadium, people going to travel. But I don't think they've quite branded it to the level that WWE has yet, to say the least, of WrestleMania. So even the big show of the year that you can't miss, you know, they got a ways to go to make that, like, you know, you're going to do 40, 50,000 every year. They also announced a return to Wembley, which says here, WrestlingObserver.com, the show will emanate from the famed venue on Sunday, August 30th. I recommend adding a year next time because it didn't say the year, but I believe that will be 2026 is when they will be there. So hopefully we'll go to that one. I like going to London. It's fun.
So really, all that counter-programming just ended up being a rib on like you and Dave and other people that cover all this stuff?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about all this counter-programming, and like I didn't go to All In, and you know, part of it was there was so much stuff that weekend. But I mean, if we're being honest, I could have easily watched everything. I mean, it's not hard. It's not like I have to be in my house to watch a bunch of shows. But there were two things. Number one, it's one thing to fly from here to Vegas and back. It's cheap. But, you know, when I was pricing out flights to go to All In, plus I would have to have had a hotel for a couple of days, it was like, I ain't spending that kind of money. I mean, actually, it would have been more likely if there had been a bunch of shows around the area I could have gone to, like with WrestleMania. And the other thing is, by staying home, you know, some people got really mad that I stayed home, like I wasn't doing my job or whatever. But it's like, are you a subscriber or are you not a subscriber? Because if you're a subscriber, do you know how much better it was that I stayed home? You guys got 6 shows over 2 days, which in no universe could have possibly happened if I would have gone to that show. So Vinny and I watched every show. We did a show after every show. And I did 2 shows with Dave. So, like, if you're someone paying for this service, I mean, I don't know how you can complain that I didn't go to this show. You got way more than your money's worth. And honestly, I'm not going to say it was easy because it wasn't, but it was actually pretty fun, I have to say, to have done that. You know, I felt like an Iron Man at the end of the weekend. Got it all done. So there you go. It was worth it.
Big sleepover with Vinny. What more can you ask for?
Well, we didn't have a sleepover. This poor guy, he drove here and back for both of those shows when 405 was shut down. So he had to do back roads. It's 40 minutes on the freeway to get here. He had to take back roads to get here and back. So, Great American Bash, Fallout Edition of NXT, 586, down 15%, and the 18 to 49 was a .12.
It was head-to-head with, like, the All-Star game or something?
Yeah, MLB All-Star game. And if you guys want to know, like, that All-Star game, 7 million viewers on Fox, a 1.43 in 18 to 49, and this 18 to 49 on NXT was abysmal. A .12 is the lowest the show has done since February 7, 2023. So a lot of times, you know, the NXT viewers, they'll watch NXT over anything. Like, that asteroid can be coming towards the Earth, and we got like 7 hours left, and they'll watch NXT instead of the news. But not this time. They watched that All-Star game. And then for the Dynamite show, the All-In Fallout, 588, which was down 8%, and a .15 in 18 to 49, which was also the lowest rating the show has done since April 23rd. They didn't have any MLB, but they had the ESPY Awards, which I can't imagine could have made, you know, that big a difference. So, you know, this is an ongoing thing for Dynamite, you know. I know people will get mad, but it's just a fact. You know, they do a great job convincing their fans that their pay-per-views are very important. And the pay-per-views do very well. They sell a lot of tickets to the shows. They sell a lot of merch. They do a lot of buys for the pay-per-views. But they have not convinced their fans that the TV is imminently important. The fans have not been convinced that the post-pay-per-view shows are important. And a lot of that is because many times there have been post-pay-per-view events like the TV, the Dynamite after a pay-per-view, which have just sort of been shows. And they need to educate their fans that the TV is important, and they haven't got there yet. So they've done a great job with pay-per-view, but, you know, their fans have been conditioned that, you don't really need to see that post-pay-per-view TV show.
Well, I think when your calling card is the best wrestling and the best wrestling matches, coming off a 8-hour event of great wrestling matches, tuning in for more great wrestling matches, there's probably a degree of drop-off. You invest big into the pay-per-view, and it's like, you know, the matches the next show aren't going to be as important.
Jelly Roll has got some more appearances lined up. I mean, he's going to be on the July 25th SmackDown, the August 1st SmackDown. By the way, you know, I talked about this Travis Scott fella and how it looks like he's done. And Jelly Roll, I guess, I don't know if he, listen, guys, I don't get this video game stuff, okay? If I get the details wrong, like, don't get mad at me, but like, whatever Travis Scott was doing in the game, I don't know if it was a DLC or something like that. Jelly Roll ended up getting it. Jelly Roll is getting the SummerSlam tag match, which originally was going to be a tag match involving Travis Scott and Bad Bunny. Now Jelly Roll is in there. Bad Bunny is still on good terms with the company, but he didn't say his name. Like, he didn't outright say his name, but Triple H did, you know, at the press conference they did this weekend. I mean, he did pretty much say, you know, we got guys that, like, they say they're all in. They say they're going to do this. They say they're going to do that. And then they don't. Whereas you got guys like Jelly Roll, he says, and Bad Bunny. And he rattles off these other guys. And he puts them over. So, I guess Travis Scott, my presumption, I'm not reporting this because I don't know, like, 100%. But I do know he's pretty much done. And my presumption is that Triple H just told you why. A guy that, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm committed, and then turns out, well, maybe he's not. Back in a moment with your Q&A questions, everybody. Get ready. Observer Live. Your loving gets me high, so to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips, so we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, come on. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Oh, I forgot to do something.
He didn't set up the line.
No, I'm not doing phones. We're going to do a Q&A on YouTube and Twitch. So if you have questions for Lance or myself, post them in the chat. And you may have to repost them here and there. Chat goes quick. I'll do my best. But I gotta look for something. So in the meantime, this is a question from one of the Twitch homies here. I go to a lot of local indies. I think, how could they potentially grow to a national brand? Do you think an indie could ever become a national brand?
I think that's a real challenging thing. I would think that on some fronts, that's what Scott D'Amore may be trying with Maple Leaf Pro in Canada. But it's hard. You know, a national brand, by definition, requires, for the most part, national television, as well as travel. Like, I don't think, even if a local indie, you know, in Seattle, if Defy got a television deal, it's like, to really be a national brand, you got to tour nationally and tape nationally, or it feels like it's just a local show that's got great television reach, as someone's cutting the lawn outside my window.
I was going to say, is this Sempervivi again?
It seems
what's with
that
this
way.
Guy chopping your whatever?
So,
just
but
like
yeah,
Luther got his you know what chopped off. I heard
that doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
But I think it would be very difficult to go to a national promotion from an indie level at this point. You know, even, you know, Billy Corgan's NWA, it's like, is that considered a national promotion? I don't know. Like, what's the definition of a national promotion? To me, it's national television and touring. And that's a big expense.
I would say it's, at this point, mostly. Well, if you're talking like touring for the television taping,
yes.
But, like, virtually nobody does house shows anymore.
I just mean actually selling tickets and having shows around the country to record your television.
All right, so I was busy looking something up. So it was announced today. This actually is astounding and not astounding at the same time. It was announced today that Kurt Angle is now a part of Real American Freestyle Wrestling.
Yes, we announced that yesterday.
Okay. Serve as live event commentator, analyst, and partner. And, you know, he did a big thing and everything. Should you guys talk about how this guy don't come cheap? I mean, I'm not going to give, like, numbers or anything like that, but let me make this abundantly clear, everyone, okay? I know this from not actual personal experience, because I didn't spend the money, but I know this from personal experience. This guy does not come cheap, okay? He does not come cheap. And this Real American Freestyle is kicking off on August 30th. Okay? They're running the Wolstein Center on the CSU campus, which for basketball seats 13,000. And if you add additional floor seating, you can put 15,000 people in there.
They will not be doing that.
If you're doing concerts and pro wrestling, okay? So basically, it's a 15,000-seat building, all right? As of two days ago, they have sold 639 tickets. And the tickets have been on sale for a long time. I don't know exactly how long, but it feels like months. So they are averaging, if I can do the math right here, let's see, 182 tickets over the last week. They're averaging 26 tickets a day. This sounds like a really bad idea. Hulk Hogan has vanished off the face of the earth. You know, he's got whatever's going on health-wise.
Yeah, if you listen to Bubba the Love Sponge, he's in real bad shape.
And if you listen to Bubba, he's like near death.
Although I don't recommend listening to
Bubba. Yeah, I mean, you don't listen to Bubba. But, I mean, something's clearly going on. I mean, it is true he has not been seen in public in quite a while. So that's not good. But his family is saying that, like, everything Bubba's saying is way blown out of proportion. But anyway, he's not around. Far as I know, Eric Bischoff is mostly just lifting weights and doing stuff with DDP. You seen Eric Bischoff?
I have, yes.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know, man. But anyway, this ain't looking good. So that's that. All right, let's move on to the questions right here. This person here says, what do you think AEW can do to make the Dynamite After All in something that more fans care about? Well, you know, I've watched AEW for a long time. And, you know, they were always, I thought, very, very good at go-home shows. You know, the go-home show to, here's what we're doing here. And, you know, if you watch, like, All In did, like, extremely well. Do you guys remember, it was only like 3 weeks ago that everybody was saying, man, dude, we're like 3 weeks away and we only got like four advertised matches. Like, we got to get some stuff going here. This is a normal thing. You know, they, by the go-home show, you know, everything that's happening on the show except for maybe the pre-shows, it's a great go-home show. The pay-per-views always do well, okay? But historically, the show after the pay-per-view, you know, golly, I mean, I don't like doing, you know, here's how WWE does it, but, I mean, you watch a WWE show, and it's like, that first show after a pay-per-view is all about telling you what a giant event it was, and this happened, and that happened, and we're going to hear from this winner, and that winner, and, you know, we're going to do, there might be a debut, or this person that debuted is going to kick off the show, or... I mean, you pretty much couldn't miss the show after the pay-per-view. They've trained you. You can't miss that show. There's going to be something big going on, or they're going to, like, you know, start the rocket towards the next pay-per-view or whatever. I mean, that's how it is. With AEW, I mean, there have been many shows where it's like, you know, I'm trying to think of the one. There was, like, something that happened. There was, like, a big thing. It may be a Kenny Omega return or a Young Bucks big, there was something happened. And it's like, there was no follow-up on the next show. Like, whoever it was, wasn't even on the show. It's like, what?
It is also so much harder for AEW because Raw is the night after. It's often in the same market, so fans buy tickets to both, and you get a hotter audience following up because they're ones who watch the pay-per-view live, and it's a lot easier to transfer the excitement over to tune in tomorrow rather than tune in 3 days. So it's a lot harder for AEW. I think that needs to be taken into account.
Well, it is, but I mean, there are a lot of things that you can talk about, like how do we not have virtually anything for the Dynamite after the pay-per-view. It's one thing if, like, WWE runs a pay-per-view on Sunday, and then Monday morning you're not sure what's on Raw, and then they announce it throughout the afternoon. I mean, AEW's pay-per-view was Saturday, and on Wednesday, it's like, we had one match, and they said that Hangman and Tony were going to be there. That's it. It's like, we still don't have anything? And then, you know, the explanation I often hear is, well, you know, we're not sure who's going to be available because, like, you know, people get hurt all the time on the shows. And to me, it's like, okay, so maybe we need to, like, have a big, like, we got to think about what's going on here. If so many people are getting hurt, you can't even put a show together until 30 minutes before the show because you don't know who's not hurt. That's a problem. That's a big problem, okay? So that's, I think that, I thought that the Dynamite on Wednesday was actually a pretty good show. You opened up with the new champion. They had a video package for what happened after the show. You know, they had some matches where now we know, okay, it's going to be Hechicero and Bandido. It's going to be MJF and probably MJF's got the briefcase, so probably something with him and Hangman and Tony Storm and Athena. Like, we know, like, they did a good job building up, okay, this is where we're going for a lot of things. But, you know, that's this show. You've conditioned people that wasn't going to happen maybe on this show, and so you didn't have a huge audience. So conditioning takes time. It's not something that you just, hey, got to watch the show now. So they need to slowly, like, these post-pay-per-view dynamites need to be big deals, big debuts, big angles, whatever. Yeah. Let people know it's going to be a big thing.
I think they could consider the old formula that WWE used to with house shows when they'd be in Toronto, like, every month. It's like, somewhere in the middle of the pay-per-view, cut an angle that before the end of the pay-per-view, you can announce will be followed up on Dynamite.
Yeah. Dude, it was just three or four weeks ago or whatever that they had the show in Kent, and they literally shot an angle for a match involving the Patriarchy, but didn't announce it until the day of the show on social media. It's like, dude, you shot the angle. Why didn't you just announce it then? Why did you wait? I don't know, man. It's weird. All right, let's see what else we got here. What does Lance remember about the Young and the Restless feature, or the Young and the Wrestlers feature? Oh, on him and Chris Jericho on local Canadian TV. I guess there was a Young and a Wrestlers.
Yes, it was a three-piece mini, you know, documentary is a bit of a stretch, but it was a guy covering the demise of the territories, talking to the CNWA, was probably the group we were working, maybe Canadian Rocky Mountain Wrestling, the local promotion sort of trying to survive post-Stampede. That was the first segment. The middle segment was Chris Jericho and I as the Young trying to make it in the business show. And then they had a third piece on Brett, who was the current WWF champion at the time. So it was sort of the status of the business currently, the Young guys trying to make it, and the local guy that was on top at the time. And it was a lot of fun. We just went over to the guy who was producing the documentary's house and barbecued some steak and sat down and did an interview. And it was a good show. I've got a copy of it somewhere on a DVD. It was like Real West or something, I think, was the something like that, something West. And it was an interesting documentary in, I'm guessing, 91, 92.
So I got another one here. I don't want to get on AEW, but like these are the answers to these questions. This guy here says, Brian, any idea why Tony is not using connections to get better marketing and production? Okay, listen. The issue is not who is doing the marketing and who is doing the production. The issue, and I like Tony Khan, but like he's the be-all and end-all, okay? Let's imagine, Lance, you are in charge of marketing for AEW, okay? There's an event coming to Calgary, okay? How can you do your job if you don't have any idea who's going to be on the show?
Like, yeah, my first question as the marketer would be, who is on the show and when can I have them for local promotion?
Well, if Tony doesn't have a lineup, or we don't know who's going to be on the show, or like, how can you do it? Or production. He's got Mike Mansoury, okay, who worked for WWE, and don't pretend like this guy doesn't understand production. But at the end of the day, what does Tony want to do with production? Tony's going to make the call. If Tony doesn't want this, or if he does want this, or if he doesn't want that, you were hired for production, but he's the boss. So like, I hate to say it, but like, if you're not happy with the marketing and production of AEW, it's on Tony. Because he even talked about that on Saturday. I'm making all the final calls. I'm the committee. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like they don't have marketing people or production people, but you still have to go through Tony for all of this. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So according to Filthy, the All-Star Game for the first time ever went to a home run derby swing-off. So maybe that's partially the reason that NXT got obliterated on this past Tuesday night. All right, anything else you want to get into here? Let's get a final Slammiversary plug-in.
Yeah, Slammiversary live on pay-per-view this Sunday. Trick Williams defending the TNA title against Mike Santana and Joe Hendry, and the Knockouts champion Masha Slamovich will be defending her title against JC Jane, who is also defending the NXT Women's Champion. We are going to crown a double champion at Slammiversary. And again, AJ Styles will be there in some capacity, so the show is going to be phenomenal.
Yep, and Vinny and I are going to be watching the Slammiversary. I believe Craig as well, although we haven't heard back. We're going to watch that on Sunday and do a Brian and Vinny show afterwards covering Slammiversary. So that's the plan for this coming Sunday. And that means I may get to barbecue. Like, nice. I wouldn't do that anyway.
Pork chops?
Stop. God, what a troll. You and Granny. Both of you. You gonna be at that Hawaiian gimmick tomorrow afternoon, the old folks home?
Not gonna make it. I'm gonna fight.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Likely excuse. Anyway, thanks, Lance. Filthy yesterday. And of course, all of our YouTube and Twitch friends. If you're a YouTube subscriber, by the way, you can always comment on the members only shows. I've been trying to go in and answer questions and that sort of thing, so that's f4wonline.com/YouTube. You get all of the shows and the replays and everything like that. And we'll be back later on this weekend with more, everybody. So thanks as always. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.